There's no throne. There is no version of this where you come out on top. If we can't protect the Earth, you can be damn well sure we'll avenge it.
Welcome once again to From the Helicarrier, your source of all things Marvel Strike Force and Future Revolution. We are missing a Charles tonight because Charles is sleepy. It's too bad too because, you know, it's just not the same without him. So I don't know what's gonna happen, but it's just not the same. So
okay,
yeah, but we must go on. All right, so this week, what's been going on with you and Strike Force?
I'm logging into one game to do a blitz rotation, and I'm logging into the other game to do a blitz rotation, and then I'm logging into one game to do a war, and then the other game to do a war. Like, what is going on with this stuff?
Yeah, and I saw more than once you fighting yourself on games that you're controlling.
The two accounts that I'm running for MSF, I'm queuing up fast enough that they're queuing against each other.
That's
which is great, because I don't have to worry about the other guy putting it on auto.
Right. That seems bizarre.
Isn't it?
But
it just hit that timer. So I'm doing it twice, and I'm doing the dailies rotation, and I'm hitting it twice. And out of like maybe 10 times, I've gotten 10 out of 10 that I've gotten that I matched myself once, and probably 4 out of 10 that I've done it twice.
Okay.
Which is great, because I don't have to worry about, the auto plays. And if somebody forgets to hit auto, I yell at myself. It was a very weird conversation, honestly, though.
I bet. And looks like Charles did sneak his way in. So I guess we're not completely without Charles tonight.
That's a good
tonight.
Photo.
Yeah. I'm going to put Charles right over Fenris.
No, okay.
Yeah, except now I got to move him. I need to play. What's the blitz tonight?
The blitz is Namor, so you can relax on it. Or
100,000 will get you first place.
no, it's going to be higher than that. But the thing with the blitz is that it started up for the Luminous credits event. Which you get some of them for finishing up the milestones. You get about four. Like 4.2 orbs. It's 8,400 credits for finishing all the milestones. But then the rewards will also get you a chunk of credits towards... the Luminous credits are you open either Cloak orbs or you open Dagger orbs.
Okay.
So you get to pick which one you want to go with.
And do you have the ability to... You're going to earn enough orbs to be able to get both, though?
I'm not sure on the numbers. It sounds like you have to do both of the season passes and the events, the blitz events, to be able to do both.
Okay.
So we'll see how that turns out.
All right. Well,
I think they're both 100 shard unlocks.
All right.
Let me see if I can actually check it, because I can't check it on my account since I have both. They're both 100 shard unlocks. So doing a battle pass, if you're buying the $20 on the battle pass, gets you one.
Yep.
And then I'm guessing if you do the second one, you do the $20, you get the other one. Plus you get the credits from the events, from this blitz, and I think there's one more. So, if you're participating, if you're doing your stuff, you should be fine.
Yep. Okay, well, that's good. Is there any other events going on right now? I literally have not logged into the game in like 2 weeks.
Oh, no, I know,
so,
I know.
Yeah,
The other event going on right now is the Unstable Elements, which just started up, I think, yesterday. You're earning elementary particles currency, which you can use to buy tier 2 blue and tier 1 green ISOs. So the store that was there for the energy store for the Shang-Chi event has been replaced with an ISO store.
So you can finally buy the tier 2 ones now?
For this event right now, you can direct buy the tier 2 blue ISOs.
Nice.
Or you can buy the orbs if you prefer to do it that way. Because the orbs, you have a choice of a T1 ion orb or a tier 2 level 1 ion orb. So if you need green ions or blue ions, you go with that. Or you can directly purchase the specific blue or green ISOs that you're looking for.
Okay.
So, and for that, let me double check on how you earn the points on that. I think that's just from the dailies, because the event selection is just putting me through. Spend your elementary particles, event store where you can purchase T2 gear. By completing select daily objectives, the VO offers in the supply store. So you do your dailies, you get a bunch of credits. Also, the Bleeding King event is still going. We've got 3 days left for the Absolute Carnage costume.
Okay.
And for that, it's the Alliance War Arena and Raids gets you the points towards that milestone, which has some really nice rewards. So, go get your stuff. And there's an Elite 5 credit, enough for an Elite 5 orb.
Yep.
Plus other stuff from earlier on, some T4 mats, and at least a half of an Elite 4. I don't remember if there was a full Elite 4. I think there was only a half an Elite 4 in there. But, a little bit of everything in there. Some T4 materials, some T3 materials, some orange gear, stuff like that. All good stuff.
I still wonder about the...
Whole lot of Carnage shards.
Oh, yeah? I still wonder about the ISOs. Like, what kind of an effect are they having already in Arena and even in War?
Well, they definitely help, because I just finished, because the event for Anon Warlock is going on right now.
Right.
For his second Legendary event. So I just got him up to 7-star. But I think I had him at 6 before. So the blue ISOs, I got, like, Gamora and Nebula up to blue ISO level 3. And then the other ones were, like, 1 and 2.
Okay.
So they kept me in the top 10, top 15 of the arena. Even being a little lower, the ISOs were helping to keep me there.
Right.
So I had a couple of days where I dropped to like 40th, but the power level let me climb back up, and I would finish up like 12.
Oh, okay.
So they definitely help. The blue ISO power structure is really interesting. It actually makes it worth it to go protector. For those guys that, like, you should be a protector, but really? In the green ISOs, it's kind of useless because the barrier is not that helpful. In the blue ISOs, it's actually a lot more interesting. So, if you want to take a look through them, read through what they do, there's some good stuff.
Huh.
Like, the skirmish, they all get extra powers with the blue with the blue ISOs, and it's really cool to see the differences.
Oh, that's great. Good to see that happening.
I like the system because it gives them a way to kind of flex a little bit and give you a little more. If you go with this route, you can do this ability. If you go this way, you do a little more damage this way, or stuff like that. You get a little bit of flexibility on what you want to do with the characters. And a lot of them, you get a lot of characters like what ISOs in this. Well, this is specifically a healer or a raider.
Right.
Some of them are like specifically this is the class you want to go with.
Right.
There's a lot of characters like if you do raider or skirmisher or striker, it doesn't matter. They're all really good for this character.
Right.
You get a lot more flexibility in that situation and try to figure out what works better for you for your setup.
Well, that's good. I guess the only thing that I wondered about was, so when did the ability to buy the blue ISOs come up? Was it last week or this week?
Oh, like 2 days ago. I think it only started yesterday or the day before.
And how long have whales had to get blues, if at all?
Well, so the blues have been dropping for doing the Doom raids. So you could get
orbs,
you get orbs, but you only get, you know, so many orbs from the raid, and it's a random, so you just open an orb,
right,
and, you know, for that specific trait, so blaster, you know, protector, support, whatever, right?
Yep.
This is the first time that they're direct purchase available, so and it's a limited one, so hopefully that it sticks around.
Right. Well, yeah. See, the weird part is that it's in that currency tab that has been temporary, right? So,
right.
Yeah.
When they first like redid the store with the tabs like that, we looked at it and went, they're gonna do like four different things in here, and they keep doing stuff. They keep adding things and moving stuff around. They put a little section with a little arrow so you can actually scroll through it, because there's more stuff there now than fits on a single screen.
Right. Well, maybe that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still not missing it. It feels like they introduced the blues so long ago, and normies couldn't get access to it very easily, right? Unless you did the Doom, well, unless you were strong enough to do the Doom raids.
You had to do the Doom raid to do it. So
right.
If you're not doing the Doom raids, you're not getting the newest benefit, right? It makes sense.
Yeah, but it seems like, I mean, I understand that the initial power separation between whales and normies when something first comes out, I get that. And that happens. That makes sense to me. What I was a little surprised at was how it just really hasn't been available to the normals much at all. I don't, you know, yeah, the Doom raid is one thing, but it's just the difficulty level to be able to get those at all has just been odd to me.
I think it's still early for it.
Yeah.
They've only been out for a little while.
Yep.
I think it's still in that point of, okay, well, the only way to get them right now is if you're doing the newest content, and then another, like, 4, 5, 6 months or whatever.
Right.
And they're going to make their way farther down the list, and like, okay, now you can get them as well.
Right. Yeah, well, we'll see, right? So what's coming up in... You said Namor was today, was tonight, right?
Yeah, Namor's tonight's Blitz, which, you know, I already did the rotation. I think I'm going to try and push on this Blitz. We'll see if I remember to log in during the day. I've honestly not been logging in for Blitz more than, you know, I do the initial rotation for the when it starts up, and then I've been doing two a day. I haven't been Blitzing on anybody.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, it hurt me for the Shang-Chi event. I just couldn't do it.
Right.
There was a couple of blitzes in a row that I went pretty hard on, and I'm like, okay, no, I can't, you know. And I'm not logging in on the phone. Like, most of the day, I've just been too busy in the middle of the day to log in to even, like, grab the energy.
So do you think that part of that is because of Future Revolution?
No, because I'm not logging into MFR either.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I'm, you know, middle of the day. I'm like, oh, let me log into MFR and do a couple of things. No, I'm not logging into either one of the games when I'm at work.
Yeah.
Where before, okay, you know, I would actually log in and do blitzes or something in the middle of the day. I logged in a couple of days ago when we were running war, just to get a war attack at like 11:45, because I remembered, oh, hey, war is ending, I need to jump in and get this one more attack in.
Yep.
But I think that was the first time in like a week that I actually logged it in on the phone.
Yeah, so, I could probably count on two hands how many times I actually...
Playing.
Well, no, but even when I was playing, like literally for the three and a half years that I played, I logged in on the phone maybe 10 times, maybe.
Okay. I just...
Everything was BlueStacks.
Everything gets done in the morning, and then everything gets done in the evening, so...
Yeah.
But it's actually been way more busy in the afternoon for me than before, so I don't have the the time, and when I do, it's kind of, I just don't remember to do it. So
right, right. And do you, so and your day gig was the Uber thing, right? Or is the Uber thing?
It's catering, and then it's just food delivery later.
Okay.
But you know, it's keeping me busy, which is good.
Well, and it, but obviously it's been picking up because things have been loosening.
Yeah.
Up,
yeah.
COVID wise and all that. Right.
It's been picking up, and the game time is showing it too. I'm like, oh, I haven't logged in 6 hours.
Right.
Oops.
So, all right. So, otherwise, how's the Alliance doing war-wise?
We're actually doing pretty good. We got Platinum 2 a couple of days ago. So, the last war was our first one in Platinum 2. We got a easy walkthrough. We wound up facing a team that was a pretty big punch down, and they had a few people missing. So, that was a nice little buffer for Platinum 2 because we didn't have to worry about it. So if we lose the next two, we're still in plot two.
Right.
It was weird to actually be in there, and I'm like, I don't want to be here, but the rewards are nice, which right. is always the case, right?
Always.
Like, I don't want to be in plot one because I don't want to face these teams. I want to be in gold four, but these rewards are really nice.
Yep.
They are. I don't know if they're worth. Like, if you're actually struggling and banging your head against the wall trying to stay in it, I don't think they're worth it. If you're having really hard fights constantly that you constantly have to, like, buy extra attacks for and you're always worrying about it, it's not worth it. The rewards, they are nicer because you get 36 credits per kill instead of 32. You get 30 T4s instead of 25, you know. You get a little bit of extra, but really, overall in a week, you get 15 extra T4s and some extra war credits. It's, you know, if it's causing you stress over it, it's really not worth it. You know, go ahead and drop back down to Platinum 1, Gold 4, whatever. I had two players join our Alliance because we had an opening, and then we wound up with another one. So we had a player join because he's like, look, I need a slightly more casual, but not like super casual. So he still wants to get stuff done, not like, you know, semi-retired kind of Alliance.
Yep.
And then another friend of his and of mine joined a week later because we had somebody just quit. We had a player that joined us when he was 2.5 million power. And he's been with us till he's 10 million now. I think he joined us at 2.5 when our requirements were like 6.
Wow.
So he's like, you know what? I can do everything you need me to. So I'm like, sure, join in. If you screw up and you can't handle it, we'll drop you to a lower level Alliance. No problem, right?
Yeah.
He's been hanging. He's been running like great. And like last week, he's just, guys, I've had enough. I'm going to quit. And he just disappeared. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I'm thinking of maybe stepping down, maybe move me to a lower Alliance. He's like, no, I'm done. And he was gone. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I guess I need to find a replacement. Luckily, we had somebody ready to go. But both of these players are like, you know, 14, 15 million accounts. We're like, I just want to do a little lower power. I don't want to, you know, stress as much and push this stuff like crazy anymore.
Right.
All right, well, we got you covered there. We're still progressing. The percentage numbers and the raids keep going up and up and up, which is great.
Yeah.
People are improving their teams. The numbers are getting better. So we'll get to like Doom 1.1 and farther on once it comes right. around. But I'm not gonna stress over it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look. It, at the end of the day, it's a game. You really don't want to be stressing over it too much, right? And we get caught up.
The problem
we get
is the way
up.
The game is, right?
Yeah.
It's a competitive game,
right?
So you can be it supports any type of level of play, right? You can
yes.
be super casual. You can be super hardcore about it. And I know players that run the gamut of it.
Yeah.
You know, some
well,
people
in our
want to
in our umbrella.
Once a day.
In our umbrella of alliances, we have that.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, so, yeah.
Some people want to log in once a day. Some people want to go really freaking hard and get the highest possible rewards. Some people just want to collect the heroes.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine who was playing for a while, he's like, This is my highest team, and it was like Wolverine and and Sabretooth, and he'd be super happy now that Wolverine and Sabretooth are getting a rework. But you know, a year ago when he's like, "Hey, how do I pass this stuff? Here's my strongest team." I'm like, "These characters don't do anything. Yeah. Why did you level them? I like them. Okay, yeah. I'm not gonna tell you that's wrong, but you're not gonna pass this content."
Right.
But, he enjoyed playing the game that way, which is fine.
Yeah. I will say,
just find the way you want to play and find a group that is okay with you for that, and you'll be fine.
Now, I and we'll talk more about it obviously in the second half of the show, but the one thing I will say is, and I know it's a completely different style of game, but it does feel like Future Revolution does a much better job. And granted, only 8 characters, so I also get that part of it. But they do a much better job of making every character viable.
Well, I mean, it's just you and me. We're basically playing, I'm playing both and you're playing that one. We don't have to, like, go back and forth between one or the other. We can just talk about both games.
I'm just trying to give fair time to both. But that's the one thing I love about this, and it seemed like look, my read on the approach is that whatever they're calling themselves now, Fox Next,
Boundless Entertainment. Boundless Entertainment.
Yeah. So Boundless, because they're on the screenshots now. So
right.
Boundless, the way that they approach power differences is, it feels like, well, we'll just come out with another set of characters and we'll make them the meta, and.
Which is for 3 years.
Right.
And how the game's been running.
And I'm oversimplifying it, obviously, because some characters do get buffed, some get nerfed. I get that, but it feels like Netmarble is striving to keep things balanced. And again, I understand we're only talking 8 characters. So it's a little bit, it's not as unwieldy. But
for now, they're going to have a much easier time. I think they have a specific point. The thing, I don't know if they're trying to balance PvP.
Yeah, you might be right on that.
I don't think they're trying to balance PvP. I think they're looking at it going, so like Maestro is your level 100 challenge, right?
Right.
I think they're looking, this character doesn't, you know, Spider-Man does it. Black Widow does it a little easier. This one doesn't. It's a little harder for this character, but they all fall within the parameters that we're okay with. Okay, ship it.
Right.
So that's a little easier to deal with than, like, even Avengers Alliance back in the day. The whole rock, paper, scissors setup, the way MSF and MAA are, it's really hard to bring that into the fold when you're constantly bringing out new characters. And it's a hero collector. Yes, I want more content. I want new content. And they got a new mode coming sometime soon.
Yep.
And we got DD5 coming sometime probably early next year. There's new stuff coming. But it's a hero collector game. So they kind of put out heroes on a regular basis.
Agreed.
And I think it's actually a lot harder to balance all the heroes around it without, like, well, Kestrel came out, she's killing everything. Well, Kestrel's killing everything because it's their character. So, okay. But the pattern has always been, like, here's the main team, and, you know, a little later another team comes out that's going to, you know, take out that meta team. Lately, though, it's been, here's a team of a 5, right? A legendary, 2 new characters, and 2 reworks.
Right.
A legendary, 2 heroes, and 2 reworks. On repeat. So, and I'm okay with that, because you're not buying, you know, 5 new characters for a brand new team, right?
Right.
Gamora and Nebula got really good reworks. Gamora got an amazing rework. Nebula got a decent rework. Then you got 2 characters that you purchased, and you got a great legendary.
Right.
They're doing the same with this one, so Wolverine and Sabretooth are getting a rework. You got two characters coming in to buy, which if this rework is any, if this team is going to be anything like an Infinity Watch, I'm buying those two characters, because this team's been bread and butter for the last four or five months,
right?
And you know, they're that good, right? Heroes for Hire, same thing, right? Two characters got a rework. You got three characters that you had to buy, so no legendary,
right?
Same, and then Shadowland was the other one. You got three characters that got a rework, or two and a half, because Electro didn't really get anything. And two characters that you had to buy. So I think they're still really, really fast on the character releases, because it's like three here, four here, three here. They're too close to each other. Like, I would love it if they slowed it down. But it's also not, hey, here's four or five characters for this full team that you have to buy them.
Yep.
Like X-Men was. X-Men, what, there's no characters that are... Beast came out earlier, but still, that right. was... You know, so there was four characters on X-Men that are purchased.
Yep.
So that's rough. That's really, you know, really heavy-handed and hard to do. But when you bring it out two in a, you know, in an 8-week patch, that's a little better. And you're taking two really old characters that are, you can say, fan favorites, right? Wolverine, Sabretooth, X-Men. Yep. And you're giving them solid reworks. Yeah, I'm okay with that setup. Keep doing that. Give me a Spider-Man team, because damn, my boy needs a rework.
Now, it has been a while since I've played, like, to any depth, another gacha game like this. Right. But I wonder what other companies are doing when it comes to character releases. I dabbled in Raid Shadow Legends for a very short period of time. Played the Looney Tunes one, played the Disney one.
Disney one was very much like MSF.
Well, but they would come out with like one or two characters at a time.
And then they sped it up. So the problem with the Disney one, the problem with the Disney one was that it started out really nice. And they had some, like, if you wanted to spend money, there was stuff that was like, you're going to drop $100, you're going to get some really good value out of your money on this. And then they talked to Scopely and they changed their setup. And it got worse.
Yeah, that's too bad, because...
Like, they're basically next door to each other, and they're like, oh, we... You know, and they went over and talked to their buddies next door and changed their setup and turned into MSF 2.0 with the pricing and the release schedules and stuff. And like, okay, I'm done with this game.
That's unfortunate, because their pricing schedule, their pricing economy, basically, when we were playing during the beta, anyway.
Yeah.
It seemed to be there was something for people who wanted to pay a little, and there was something for people who wanted to pay a lot. And you had good value for what you spent, regardless of how much you spent.
Yeah.
And
then,
it was...
And then they brought out a legendary team that was basically a paywall.
Oh, God. Who was the legendary team?
That was the... Frozen. That was the Frozen team.
Oh, geez.
So, like,
okay.
Elsa and others.
Yeah.
Elsa was basically the paywall.
Okay. Yeah, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But, like, so there's, like, Genshin Impact is also...
Yep.
It's a gacha. It is really heavy-handed. Like, I've heard of people drop, like, brand new character comes out. I know somebody that dropped, like, $600 trying to get the new character. Because unlike MSF, where, $50 offer, hey, I got some shards or orbs or whatever, and I can unlock this character.
No, well, it won't be like maxed out, but, yeah.
Sure, but I have the character unlocked. If I just want to collect the characters, I got them. Their whole thing was, like, you're pulling cards. So you're either getting equipment or you're getting the character. I don't know the exact setup, because I played that game for, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But I know at least one person that dropped, like, $600 trying to get a specific level on that character. And, yeah, you can do the same in MSF if you wanted to, like, day one, you know, power that character. I've seen Remen drop, you know, $400 or $500 on cores just to be able to do it. But you don't do it with every character. You don't have to. So I don't know how it is in that game setup. MFR is not that far off. It's it's a different setup because you're not trying to get the characters, but you're trying to get the gear and get the cards for them for that character and stuff like that. So it can get pretty damn expensive.
It can, it can. But again, the gear, you know, the gear largely, like, you, even if you, even if you're using non-regional gear, if you're putting together sets, they're equally difficult to level up. Really, I mean, because you know what I mean, and so, and the non-regional gear is still viable for the game. Now, granted, that's primarily PvE. PvP is a different beast altogether, and PvP.
It's completely viable in PvP as well. Like, I'm
but I mean,
up.
but whale gear.
Oh yeah.
You know, is always going to outmatch.
Oh, absolutely.
Free-to-play gear. Like, just because of the nature of it. I mean, if you see somebody with a full set of Rise of the East, then that's insane.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, not just a full set, but a full six-star set.
Yeah. I did manage to get a drop for Savage Shadowlands shoes from my Spidey, which I'm like, well, this is awesome, but it's one piece. Where's no, damn it. Because it's got some really good gear. It's mostly PvE stuff, because like the 3-set bonus gives you super villain damage.
Right.
But it's this one, like the 4-set gives you the full class bonus. So like web shooter class skill level instead of, which I actually wanted to say, I made him, we talked about a couple of, like last week or a couple of weeks ago, I said that the suit that I'm working on improves the entire skill set. It doesn't. The Noir set improves one skill.
Yep.
The Scarlet Spider improves one skill.
Right.
This one improves the entire class skill.
Yeah.
Which is why it's so damn good.
Well, so that's
and
like,
it improves it by a lot.
So I got I got the steampunk cloak for Doctor Strange, and so that and it's 5-star. So that's awesome. I was very happy about that. And that for the special skills, if a 3-set bonus gets you 7 rings of Ragador skill level plus 1, which is 1 skill, right? But then the 4-set gets you Mystic Arts class skill plus 1.
Right.
Which just but I may never get another piece of steampunk. But I will say, from a look standpoint, he looks awesome in steampunk.
Doesn't he? He's got a I know this guy. I've seen him at the cons.
Yeah.
Right down to the monocle.
Yep.
Because, oh my God, pretentious as hell. But
yeah.
The bandolier and the cloak look really freaking cool.
They really do. So it's funny. I was talking with another player. You know what? No, before we, because I definitely want to dive into some MFR, but let's read the questions for Strikeforce. So
sounds good.
Let me pull up Discord here. Discord. Oh yeah, I just covered your face with the Discord chat. All right, there we go.
Oh no.
Yeah, it happens. MSF questions for the podcast. All right, we have 3 questions this week. Actually, 2 questions, because one of them is Baloney Ninja's pinned question. Baloney Ninja asks, on Mobile Gamer stream yesterday, he showed a 1 million Heroes for Hire. What's your biggest...
Ooh, nice.
Wow, 1 million. Holy crap. what's your biggest war defense?
War defense? Ooh. I should probably log into war, because it's actually war day. Let me check my defense. I actually don't know. I have some weird teams that I put on defense. Like, there was a mix of stuff that I really just need to redo and clear out.
Yep.
But let's see. My biggest, that's a 744. 701 for Heroes for Hire. Looks like 744 is my biggest, and that's Marauders with Minerva. Which I actually kind of want to take I think I need to take one of them out and put Doom in there, although I don't particularly want to. I don't think our alliance has anything close to a million. I know, like, Silver Doom, my mod, his heroes for hire is over 900,000 already.
Is it really?
He managed to pull like 2 7 stars, a six, and like 2 sixes and a five, or 2 fives and a six. Yeah, he got like a 7 star drop for Shang-Chi and for somebody else. So his team is just a nightmare. And I'm like, wow. I do not want to fight that. That's ridiculous. My biggest is a 744, and I think. Actually, we might be missing a few. Check. No, we still have the buffs up. So yeah, 744 is my biggest, even with the buffs up. I'm sure we have people with higher teams than mine, but yeah.
All right. And Charles's highest team is, he just texted me, it's 243,000. So, and Baloney Ninja asks the final question, which is, will we be getting a Nook's Tavern episode when the Animal Crossing Direct is released next month?
Well, are you?
It's entirely possible.
Well, there you go.
Because I watched the Nintendo Direct today, and...
How was that?
It was okay. They showed Metroid Dread... they showed a Castlevania collection, which was pretty cool. And then they showed Marvel, because I'm looking at Marvel. They showed Nintendo Online's expansion. They're going to be charging a little bit extra for their online as kind of an add-on.
Okay.
At which point you'll get access to some Nintendo 64 games as well as Sega Genesis games.
Oh, wow, really?
Which is interesting. Not great. They let everybody know that Brewster is coming to Animal Crossing, which if you don't play Animal Crossing, it means nothing to you, but it's something that people have been waiting for a while. Okay. And they also showed the cast... for the new Mario movie.
I saw a screenshot of the names.
Yeah, so that's dropping next Christmas or next holiday season.
2022.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Some of the casting is, it's odd. Like, they've got Jack Black as Bowser.
Okay.
And they've got, which is pretty cool, honestly. And they've got Seth Rogen as...
I saw his name on the list.
Donkey Kong.
Really? Okay. All right.
They've, for Mario, Chris Pratt.
Okay, that's... Yeah, I saw his name. I figured that's what he was playing.
And Luigi is Charlie Day. Princess Peach is Anya Taylor-Joy, who I don't remember from much of anything.
I don't hate it.
Oh, she was in Queen's Gambit. Okay.
Yeah.
I really do like the Jack Black casting for Bowser. I think that could be fun. Yeah. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad.
Oh, great.
It's just weird.
Oh, my God.
Kevin-Michael Richardson as Kamek, and he's a voice actor, dude. Fred Armisen as Cranky Kong, which just sounds fun. And Sebastian Maniscalco as Spike.
Wow.
Now, they also said Charles Martinet, the voice actor who has done Mario, Luigi, and Waluigi, is going to be doing some stuff in the movie as well. It's weird.
It sounds like it might be stupid but fun at the same time, so who knows, right?
And it's being done in cooperation with Nintendo and Illumination, and Illumination are the ones that did the Despicable Me and the Minions and the Secret Life of Pets movies.
Okay.
So
the Secret Life of Pets was okay. Despicable Me movies were great.
Yep.
And the Minions are, if you like it, they're amazing.
If you like it, they're amazing.
If you don't like it, they're
annoying.
You know, they're annoying as hell. But if you like it, they're amazing, fun movies. And I actually do enjoy them.
Yeah.
On that note, May 2022 is season 3 for Orville.
Ah, good to know. All right.
Yeah, that also just got announced.
Let's see. So that was the end of the questions. So there you go. Right. There's your tangent, baloney. we went off on a flyer on that one. All right.
Do you want to do the questions first for MFR? And then
sure. Why not?
Just yap about it.
Yeah. So questions for MFR. Go to the pin. And we have a question from Click. That says, it seems the only lesson MFR learned from MSF is how to market ridiculously. Who actually buys the garbage gambling mechanics in this game? Now, I think he's being a little harsh, which is ironic.
It depends on what you're looking at, I guess.
Right. Yeah, I mean... So
you don't have to buy anything in MSF.
Right.
You can play the game without buying anything. We have completely free-to-play players that do just fine. You don't have to buy anything in MFR either. You can just ignore the purchase tab 100%. You'll be fine. You'll get to the same place that other people get to. It'll just take you longer, just like in MSF. And so, that's not an issue here.
So there I will tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna say because I don't spend a lot of money in this game. I've spent actual real money twice. Yeah. I spent $9 for the Omega Pass,
right?
Which I will continue to spend because I thought it was worth it. I spent $4 for Captain America when he hit level 10.
Level 10. Yeah.
For the level 3 gear or the 3-star gear.
Yeah, which is completely worth it.
And it was $4.
Right.
Not 14, not 40. It was $4. So I've spent a grand total of $13 on this game. So the other thing that makes it feel better to me is we get a ton of crap. Like they give us a lot of stuff to open.
Yeah.
And like even this week we had that login event where we got like a 5-star costume box. And or a 4-star costume box, and like a 4-star Omega Omega card, something like that. And it was just it felt good to get that stuff. And crystals being the premium currency, we get crystals all the time.
Yeah, they're actually fairly decent on it.
And so I had built up 3,600 crystals, maybe a little bit more.
Not bad.
And I said, well, for a costume, a 10-card costume pull, it's 1,800. I'm doing it. I'm just going to do it. And I got one or two regional pieces out of it. And it was, and the rest can be used as fodder to level things up.
Improve all the other things.
Yeah, so it was well worth it to me. Well worth it to me. How have you been doing spending-wise in the game?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
No, I haven't been that bad about it. I did spend a chunk on Spidey, including his level 100 offer. When I hit level 100, when you hit level 100 with any character, there's a $90 offer.
Yep.
That gives you a 6-star costume box, and 10 costume pulls, and like 5,200 gems. Yeah, well, 5,200 gems on its own is like,
it's expensive.
I think $80 or something.
Yeah.
So basically, you're getting a bunch of extra stuff. I've spent, but you know, at no point is it like, oh, I shouldn't be. You know, I can afford to if I want to, and you know, I spent a little bit. Right. Mostly, I've picked up the stuff that's just gives you a ton of cores for a ton of gems for stuff that's already done.
Yep.
So like the squad rank offers. There's two different ones. Those are worth the money. There's one that's it's a little I haven't bought it. It's a little expensive, but it's like you get like 30 different pools, a 5-star regional box or something like that. No, not a regional. I think it was just a 5-star box in there. But you get a bunch of pools, 10 cards, 10 costumes, 20 dimension box ones, and then a choice as well. So you can basically do 30 costumes pools out of that, plus a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, and that one, it's, well, it's expensive. It feels like that's actually worth what you drop in on it. Okay. Other than that, I picked up the $4 offers, the $4 costumes on people, except for Doctor Strange. I missed on that one.
Yeah.
Other than that, nothing. I just spent gems on potential.
Yep.
So I was spending that until Spidey was done, and I haven't bought since then.
Gotcha.
So I've been stocking up on gems. Also, I haven't been refreshing my raids, so I've been getting more gems because I'm not, you know, burning 200 a day on raid refreshes as well.
I was gonna ask, are you buying raid tickets though?
No, because I'm basically done with the Spidey spec, so right. I'm not refreshing for the other stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm not building anybody else spec up. If I decide to do it with magic, then I'll deal with it then. But until then, I'm basically getting to save everything.
Right. So the other thing is, like, you must have finished your Omega Pass, right?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, yeah. So I just finished it, and like maybe end of last week, okay. And it's got 2 hours left. Oh, so we'll
today.
Yeah, we'll see if we get another raid, another Omega Pass starting tomorrow, or if they're gonna give us a delay.
I wouldn't be surprised. I think that was, you know, it was a good deal on it. I think people were pretty happy with that one.
I agree. Now here's the thing that I love. You finish the pass, right? You collect everything. Oh yeah, and at the end you got a five star card. Yeah. And like the other thing that was awesome was the potential box that you got, which was you got 30 potential boxes with 30 potential in each box.
It was a lot.
It was a lot.
Really a lot of stuff in there.
So that being said, I think I spent most of mine already, if not all of it.
Oh yeah, they go pretty quickly if you're actually trying to max out everything on the character.
Well, I'm not. I'm trying to max out like specific attributes first.
Specific sections. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So, but the nice thing about the Omega Pass was once you finished it, you still can earn alpha boxes.
Yeah, for every 5 quests, you get another box out of it.
Which is cool, right? They didn't have to go that direction, and it's unusual because usually you finish a pass.
I don't think it's unusual for. There's a lot of games like say Smite, right? If you finish the pass, it keeps going. You're still earning gold and stuff as you pass the last milestone. There's games that basically
okay,
like Marvel Duel did that, right? If you finished up whatever level 50 and you kept going, you got gold. Stream Raiders does that. You basically just keep getting gold as you go past all the other rewards. So it's not uncommon. It's just MSF hasn't done that. MSF also crunched theirs down. So if you just doing your daily stuff for the pass, mm-hmm. you're gonna get it on the last day. So there's no extra. they also, like, their RTA used to be if you started like in 2.5 weeks, you maxed everything out and you had a week and a half left.
Yep.
They've crunched that down really close. You like only got maybe a day or two of spare time. So they don't have that flexibility anymore.
Okay. So it'll be interesting to see what happens moving forward with MFR. I mean, when do you think Magic is the new character coming? When do you think we're getting her?
According to an official Discord moderator, so you know he doesn't have official information, but that's as close as I got into an official source.
Yep.
Because he's an official Discord moderator, he said patch is coming sometime next week.
Okay. So the other thing that's been interesting to me are these little events that they've been releasing.
Oh, and there's like, been a lot of them too.
And there's a lot of them, right? And you get good stuff out of them. And most of them were just like login events. You just log in and you get stuff. And so, like this week, we've had it started last week, but we've had the surprise growth support event, which you got. let's see, you can obtain gold and unstable convergium particles.
That was a good one. That was basically you did a spec up and you got more particles out of the spec up than just
right.
Like you did your regular and you got 8 to 12 of your regular and then you got another 5 on top of that.
Right.
Was actually really good. I wish they would do more of that.
And then we had that weird costume login one, right? That the check-in gift.
Yeah, that was because they've been live for a month. So they're like, here's 3 days of freebies. I'm like,
right.
Okay, cool. Give me some freebies.
I
got a regional from that. I actually got a Xander Earth gloves out of that.
I think that's
kinda, I mean, not useful to me, but you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
I got a free regional.
I'm trying to think if that's where I got one of my regionals. I don't remember now. So it's just there's some ongoing events that are happening. I expect we'll get an event with Magic being released. Let's see. So the ongoing events were one month celebration push reward, which we were just talking about. There was a quiz event where you go to their website and answer a quiz.
Right.
Which is like, and the quiz is one question. And I don't even remember what it was, but it was so stupid easy, it wasn't even funny. the surprise growth support event. The first new hero Magic survey notice, which is they wanted you to have a notice that runs through the 26th.
I need to do that.
Yeah, you do. if you click the notice in game, and list the ongoing events, it's there.
That's where do you find that?
If you go to your menu.
Uh huh.
And bottom right hand corner, notice.
Oh, notice. There we go. Okay, yep. Got it.
Yeah.
Where's the section for?
And so third one down in the list is list of ongoing events.
Ongoing events. There it is. Got it.
Yep. And then it shows the ongoing events right now, and maybe halfway down is maybe not halfway down, maybe a third of the way down is the first new hero Magic survey notice with a link, so you can click it and go out. There was a costume draw festival that ended on the 22nd.
Yesterday was the last day for that. There was, you know, some extra stuff. Or was never a bad thing.
Right.
And this is the thing. Like a lot of the games do this, and MSF doesn't get right.
Yes.
None of this costs you money. You think it does because then you're like, oh, but people won't spend money to get the stuff later. They're not going to spend money to get the stuff later anyway.
Right.
Give them free stuff. Give them digital currency. Give them whatever. Throw stuff at them. That will bring more people in. Because if I'm talking to somebody and they're like, well, what do you think about this game? Oh, man, they just sent me like $500 worth of just free stuff. I just opened up the inventory and there was shit everywhere. I just opened crap for an hour. It was so much fun. And there's games that do that.
and this is one of them. I mean, just oh my god, it just, yeah. So the thing that I like about it too is, oh, so Steve-O just said he pulled a Xandarth boots and gave him the full set of four for Strange, which is really nice. So the other thing is
Spider-Man fanny pack, damn it.
There are so many achievements and things that you can get stuff from, and like constant click and go, I hit this achievement, I hit this thing, whether it's
every single time you do something, your PvP stuff for duels goes up to 1900. Every 100 points that you go up, the first time you break that point break, there's an offer for, hey, you did this, here's an offer for this. So that's where the money grabby, they're definitely very greedy with this stuff comes in. It's like, oh, you broke 1700, here's an offer for this.
Yeah.
You broke 1800, here's an offer for this. You got 100, you got level 100 on this character. Here's a $90 offer with a 6-star box and all this other stuff. And that's for every character.
Yeah, for some reason though, it doesn't bother me as much. And
no, it really doesn't me either.
Yeah, and only because, you know what it is? If I felt like that was the only way to get stuff, that'd be one thing.
That would be a problem, yes.
Yeah. But like, I know that there's already, so there's challenges and there's collections and daily things and they're just all over the place. There's also that weird Fury one. Where is that?
That one was strange because it had stuff that's like, here's the reward for this, and you already completed it, but you can't get it because there's like four things to do beforehand.
Yeah, but then once you unlock that one thing that's blocking, like
you get a bunch of the ones after. Just go get everything. Yeah, it was kind of strange.
Where was that though? I just can't remember where.
It's in the event, the first tab. If you click on that one. It's one of the ones there. So the gift box.
Oh, the gift box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yes. Okay. Yeah, the event tab. Yep. So, I mean, look at all these events. I mean, it's just
there's a ton of stuff.
There's so many. But yeah, that weird Fury one, Fury secret mission is just like, okay. So I have to defeat Laufey in Neverending Winter. So, that's my next one.
Right.
But then I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. I think I've got seven after that I can just claim once I get past Laufey.
Nice. They did the same thing with squad training. So, like, if you go to your squad section, there's a squad training section now.
Yep.
That wasn't there early beta, in early launch. So it's the same thing there. So, like, if you started up... if you started the game with Star-Lord and you got him to level 100, you can't claim that.
Right.
Because that's the very last one. So in order to claim that, you have to go and get, like, five other heroes to level 100 before you're like, oh, now I can claim the thing to start with Star-Lord.
Yep.
To me, that's the weird one.
Well, there's that, and there's also the specialization. Which is interesting. I like that mechanic, but I'm still.
My biggest problem with this mechanic is if you fail, it takes all the materials. That's problematic. If it took like 2/3 or half of it, it would still be kind of painful if you failed, but this way it's just punishing.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing the failure end of things though. Like, but I'm still at like no learned active traits, right. So like I can't equip anything.
Right. So, and you already have like there's a 5 of 5 over there. So if you click on a 3 of 5 on the far left.
Oh,
there,
right, right.
That one will tell you right there. It's a 90% success rate.
Right. I see what you're saying. So if you fail, you fail. Like, you fail hard.
If you fail that upgrade, all the materials that were there for that upgrade are gone.
So this is one of the reasons why I hate the core mechanic, the core combination mechanic.
Right.
You should not ever fail.
Yeah.
The
core one is really bad.
Really bad. And I've taken chances. And at least to get to a 4-star. And it's
Which
bad.
Is pretty difficult.
It's difficult
to get to a 4.
Yeah. So I have and I'm finally sitting on a couple of 4-stars. A couple of 4-stars that I can't use yet. Which is good. But holy crap. Every time I go to crunch a couple of the round balls to get to a 4-star, I'm like going, come on, please, don't screw me.
Right.
Don't screw me.
and imagine trying to get that, do that for a 5 and then a 6.
No, I can't even, I literally can't.
And yeah. I've been trying to get 5s.
Yeah.
And when you do combine it, you get an offer.
Right, right.
Congratulations on successfully combining a 5-star. Here's a $50 offer or whatever it is. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. Now I do have one 5-star.
You can buy a couple. I'm like, really?
I have one 5-star that I think I got as a drop from something. I don't remember.
When you get through the storyline, once you get through the story and you do an extreme raid and an alt raid, you will get two 5-star cores.
Okay, and I haven't done that yet.
Which is a really nice benefit for doing your alts as well.
Yeah.
Because you get that from every time you finish the storyline.
Yeah.
So I need to do that on Doctor Strange because he's level 100, but he's too low power to get through Maestro.
Right.
My Black Widow had absolutely no issues one-shotting Maestro last night.
Right. All right. Well, it seems to be about that time. Why don't we wrap things up? Sen, where can people find you?
You can find me every morning on twitch.tv/SenRaven for some MSF stuff, some MFR stuff. And I'm trying to do more stuff in the evenings. It's definitely difficult for me to do it, but every now and then I make it on for other things. And the weekends are a little more free, so the weekend, like Saturdays, get a long stream versus like 2 hours in the morning. So come hang out, play, request some music, you know, chill, relax, and drop in.
Cool. And I can be found everywhere on Twitter and Twitch at VO by Kurt. I am streaming MFR generally Saturday and Sundays for at various times. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I didn't do it tonight because I was messing about with one of my other podcasts. But Tuesday, Wednesdays, maybe Fridays. So come on by there. Obviously, you and I do the This Week in MCU podcast every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time, 7:30 a.m. Pacific. And that's over on VO by Kurt on Twitch. If you at all watched What If this week, you know.
Oh, that was so much fun.
It was such a weird, bonkers, crazy episode with so many cameos and so much freeze framing I'm going to have to do to break things down. But a lot of fun, and they're definitely setting up for an end of season event, so that's cool.
They are. But you know, as much as I've enjoyed all of the What If stuff, I'm really looking forward to the rest of the year.
Me too.
There's so much stuff coming for the rest of the year, including a brand new title on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, we can. If you want to hear about that new title on Hulu.
Heard, for those of you that haven't heard, Hulu's next Marvel thing is Hitmonkey. And I love it.
It's crazy. It's so crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. I can't wait.
Yep. So that's every Saturday morning. And then also my solo podcast, Storytime with Kurt, is back up. We just got done releasing chapter 11 from the latest book that we're doing. And we're still doing that. And I just started as an experiment. I'm going to be live streaming Storytime with Kurt to Facebook and YouTube only, not on Twitch, because Twitch doesn't let you multi-stream. And I started reading some Sherlock Holmes tonight.
Oh, so, finally!
Yeah, so so I started with the very first Sherlock Holmes story, which
is... Oh, I can't wait to hear
that. The... Why am I blanking on it?
It's been forever. I don't know the name. It's been forever since I read it.
I got it. Let's see. But yeah, and it's you know, the very first story is told from Watson's perspective. Mm-hmm. Sherlock doesn't come into it for a little while.
A third way through the book, right?
Yeah, it's A Study in Scarlet. That's the name of the first story. So, first two chapters we stream tonight. It's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, and check it out or don't. It's all good. If you want to check out the podcast, you can go to anchor.fm/storytimewithkurt. And with that, we will say, Charles, we miss you. Have a great week, guys.